One minute to go. One whole minute. Oh my gosh.
No, I'm just going to add a bead of human popping up
and chop through it so we can reuse it. Can I go now?
Yeah, go on.
Go on, it's 11.
Welcome. Thank you all for coming out today. It is a relatively cool day, which I'm really pleased about. It's our launch, our soft launch. We're inviting you to come and be nosy. Come and see what a scrap store looks like, feels like, how you can contribute. And there's a whole art space for you to get involved and get messy too. So welcome. Thank you for being part of this soft launch. And we'd love to know what you think once you've had a little nose through. So I'm going to be the human scissors now. Are you ready? Ready? One, two, three. Woo! Come in!
Yeah, my name is Daniel. I am an artist, part of Kotu CIC. I'm here for the opening of the first scrap store in Leicester from Colour Arts. And I'm doing a little drop-in section where you take a little piece of plastic to make a mural. But there's a lot to see, so it's part of the grand opening today.
So what are you asking people to do then?
Just take a little piece of plastic, stick it on the board. So that's where we're reusing that plastic. The plastic is supposed to go in the landfill, but we're making use of it to make a mural. So that's creative economy, making use of things that we're supposed to go in the bin and making sure they become useful again.
And what's your involvement with the scrap store?
I'm a volunteer in the scrap store. So if you look around, you see other volunteers around. There's lots of volunteering opportunities because there's going to be a lot of programs coming up where people can learn how to make things and learn how to become creative in their own kind of little way. And so just come in, have a look, sign up. There's a lot of materials and lots of ways to learn, a lot of skilled people. Get on it.
Hi, my name's Diane. I'm one of the volunteers here, looking forward to welcoming people. Come and see me at reception. I'm signing you up. First 10 people getting free.
Where is here?
Get free membership, sorry.
Right, okay, where is here?
So we're at 6A Frog Island, so it's Carla Arts. You can't miss us. We've got all the graffiti on the outside, Recreate, and it's a new scrap store for Leicester.
So why have you volunteered for supporting a scrap store?
I love art, love sustainability, and I love working with other people. And it's just a great way to get involved with the local community.
I get the impression that you've also got to like cordon things and sorting things. You've got to be good at that. Is that one of the criteria for being a good volunteer?
Not necessarily, no. No, I think, no. Everybody has a capacity to learn. You know, we all have our strengths. A bit of chaos is good. Organised chaos. But the point is we all pull together and it works.
Right, we'll keep it simple. Okay. Tell us who you are and what you're doing here today.
Hello, my name's Sim and I am the founder of Colour Arts and we've just set up a scrap store called Recreate here on Frog Island.
And what has that involved? So tell us a bit about the journey and where the idea came from and then we'll talk about what you're doing today.
Okay, so the idea came from a commission that Colour Arts had last year with a really good arts organisation here in the city. It was a six-month commission, but we spent a good third of that trying to collect all the resources. And in that journey, I connected with national scrap stores. I connected with community members that had loads of things that they could offer to create this workshop. But it made me think it's really unsustainable. We spent quite a lot of time trying to find things. And as much as I enjoy a sustainable forage, the idea of having a scrap store where we had stuff at my fingertips was, from a colour arts point of view, a selfish reason to move forward, but actually seeing it work in other cities made me realise that there's a real gap here in Leicester when it comes to offering a circular approach to being creative, being conscious about the environment. So we gave it a go. So that's how it started.
So the kind of scrap store movement, what kind of people use that as a resource? What kind of organisations or groups?
There are so many. We've along this journey, we've connected with at places like Birmingham, Bristol, Milton Keynes, and the types of communities that are, that a space like this has brought together are your crafters, your makers, your hobbyists, play groups, nurseries, your childminders, your students that are, you know, on these creative courses. I mean, I had a bit of a midlife moment and connected with students at a local school at DMU, and just it shocked me that new items were being bought from DIY stores for sculpting, for architecture purposes, and it made me think, hold on a minute, there's a lot of this stuff that is waste that is being put into landfill, and I'm seeing it in other cities that it's being salvaged and transformed. So if we could bring those communities together here in Leicester with an added twist, we've got a few ideas of trying to get communities that have got similar interests together with swap events and sharing events that should hopefully build a fabric of communities with liked interests and a need to kind of save the environment at their core.
And the building that we're based in, it's in the Frog Island area. Tell us a bit about how you got the building and what you've had to do to it.
Oh my gosh, so location, location, location is key, and we gave up a beautiful space at the LCB depot where we were delivering workshops, and it was fit for purpose for our workshops. However, to have a scrap store, we needed a different setup, and we scoured the whole of the city, and unfortunately, as much as we wanted to kind of remain impartial when it comes to the postcode side of things and base ourselves in the city, this was the only space that had the things that we needed, like a 24-hour access, a loading bay, a big open space to be able to store things like our resources in material orders, so that it becomes an easy navigation sort of journey for that that customer or that community member coming through. It was a shell. It was literally just a shell. We have been so thrifty and resourceful. We've connected with people and organisations to get things like insulation, and we've insulated the windows as we develop the building. We have structurally sort of thought about our shelving and things, and how that actually kind of needs to be put into it to create the space that was safe for our community members to come through. We wanted to kind of offer Leicester's the community of Leicester a piece of art. We're an arts organisation, and we'd had such a great experience working with Graphworks in January when we had a little launch event, that we really wanted to kind of get them on board to be able to really launch what we're doing. We're all about creativity. We're all about making access to creativity easier. And the building was, the transformation was just a statement to that. Bringing a bit of excitement, a bit of colour. So even if it's a grey day, you've got a reason to get excited.
Now, I've just had a quick walk around, but tell us what the kind of things are that you've got. I noticed something caught my eye, which is a box of VHS tapes. So it's like a mixture of everything.
It really is. So we've been really imaginative with what waste is and how it does need to be reimagined. So we've connected with national scrap stores and spoke to them about their stock. We were able to collect almost like a starter pack of stuff that was selling well and stuff that they were a bit unsure of, or they had surplus. So we've got a range of different items, like end of manufacturing faults, papers and cards, crafting materials. But then the VHS tapes were a community donation, and we've had a lot of interest in using non-conventional or untraditional sort of materials to sort of create sculptures and work. So it just takes that imagination. Yes, it had a life as a VHS tape, but that second lease of life, what it could be, what it could be reimagined, is where we're at with Recreate.
Right, I've got two final questions. The first one is, how are you feeling today?
Do you know what? I'm so excited. I'm really pleased with where we've come. I'm really proud of where we're going and the people that have kind of seen what we're doing and wanted to be a part of it. So overwhelmed, really excited. And I cannot wait until the end of the day when I can put my feet up and go, oh my gosh, let's get a celebratory drink in.
And where can people find out more information about supporting you and maybe donating for you or helping out?
So everything is on our website, carlaarts.com. We launched it earlier this year as our 3-year happy birthday to us. All the information about Colour Arts, what we're about, Recreate, how to get involved, is all on there. The only thing that's happening today that you will not be able to find out about on our website is we've launched our membership. So this is a purely for guests who have arrived today can sign up and be part of something from this initial stage. There'll be more information about that when we officially launch in September.